This was the only expression he could find for the strange behavior of the ball, which, moving across the green field, seemed to become more and more washed out, losing its sharp contours. It looked as if not one ball was rolling across the table, but a great many balls, all partially penetrating into each other. Mr. Tomkins had often observed analogous phenomenon before, but today he had not taken a single drop of whiskey, and he could not understand why it was happening now.
George Gamow, Mr. Tomkins in Wonderland. The discovery of quantum mechanics in the mid-1920s was the most profound revolution in physical theory since the birth of modern physics in the 17th century. In the account earlier of the properties of a piece of chalk, our chains of questions led us again and again to answers in terms of quantum mechanics. All the fancy mathematical theories that physicists have pursued in recent years, quantum field theories, gauge theories, superstring theories, are formulated within the framework of quantum mechanics. If there is anything in our present understanding of nature likely to survive in a final theory, it is quantum mechanics. The historical importance of quantum mechanics lies not so much in the fact that it provided answers to a number of old questions about the nature of matter. Much more important is that it changed our idea of the questions that we are allowed to ask. For Newton's physicist successors, physical theories were intended to provide a mathematical machine that would allow physicists to calculate the positions and velocities of the particles in any system at all future times from a complete knowledge, never of course realized in practice, of their values at any one instant. But quantum mechanics introduced a completely new way of talking about the state of a system. In quantum mechanics, we speak of mathematical constructs called wave functions that give us information only about the probabilities of various possible positions and velocities. So profound is this change that physicists now use the word classical to mean not Greco-Roman or Mozart, etc., but rather before quantum mechanics. If there is any moment that marks the birth of quantum mechanics, it would be a vacation taken by the young Werner Heisenberg in 1925. Suffering from hay fever, Heisenberg fled the flowering fields near Göttingen for the lonely North Sea island of Helgoland. Heisenberg and his colleagues had for several years been struggling with a problem raised in 1913 by Niels Bohr's theory of the atom. Why do electrons in atoms occupy only certain allowed orbits with certain definite energies? In Helgoland, Heisenberg made a fresh start. He decided that because no one could ever directly observe the orbit of an electron in an atom, he would deal only with quantities that could be measured.